Unscripted.
Each episode is available to view on YouTube, so be sure to check us out.
You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
I met my friend who introduced me to the church a few years ago, and she also experimented a lot with a lot of different religions of all types. But when she was younger, she's actually a returning member. So when she was younger, she was part of the church, but she had to leave because of conflict with family, which happens a lot over here because people believe it's a cult. There's a lot of stories of people thinking that there are secret tunnels, that men will kidnap blonde hair, blue-eyed girls and take them to Salt Lake City.
Wow. All right. We are back today on Saints Unscripted. Hello, everyone. I am Caitlin, and I am here with my friend Nicole, and she is tuning in all the way from Northern Ireland, which is pretty sweet. Really grateful for technology today, because we can talk to our friends all over the world, which is awesome. But Nicole, so happy to have you here. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me. I'm very excited.
Yeah, me too. And she was just teaching me some cool things. So just like some phrases in the way they talk in Ireland. So I would say, what's the crack? Did I say it right?
Yeah.
So what's the crack, Nicole? Want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Well, I'm Nicole. I am 25 from Derry, or Londonderry on the map, depending on where I'll get more into that later. I technically belong to the Foyle Ward of the Belfast Stake. I have been learning with missionaries for about just over a year. Then I'm working towards my baptism. So that's exciting. They call me a dry member now.
And we're going to talk a little bit about that too. So she's on an incredible journey. And you have quite a compelling story. And I know that there's quite a lot that goes into it. But where did all of this kind of start as far as your relationship with your faith?
So over here, we learn about religion in school. We have religious classes in all schools. And over here, it's more of a political thing. So it would be, I went to a Protestant school, a Protestant primary school, Protestant secondary school, and then I went to a mixed school for a while. But when I was really young, you start primary school at the age of 5-ish over here. And my parents, they were quite sectarian. They weren't exactly religious. Like, they didn't christen any of us or get us baptized or bring us to church or anything, but they were very much like, oh, we're Protestant and that's it. And when I was younger, I didn't really understand, but I didn't really question it, because it's what your parents say, so you just kind of agree with it.
Yeah.
But I started going to church myself when I was maybe around 7-ish. There used to be a bus that would come around all the estates, and any of the Wains that were going. Wains means children, by the way.
What is the word?
Wains.
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 The children.
Yeah.
Love it.
So we would get the bus to Sunday school and to church, and then there would be like weekly meetings and stuff, kind of similar to like Relief Society meetings, but for kids and, you know, stuff like that. I always loved going anyways. And I don't know, I really, really connected with it. I loved learning the religious studies in school. I never really thought of anything else. I never had like a doubt that it wasn't real or was real. It was just there, I guess.
And quick question about for our viewers who live in other places. When you said that religion is more political there, is it like, so you were Protestant, right? And then you've got, was it like is it in Ireland kind of Protestant versus Catholic? Are those the two main religions? And even if you're not very, I guess, like practicing heavily in that religion, it's still culturally influenced?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I grew up in a smaller town to where I live now. And one side of the town was all Protestant and the other end of the town, so it was about 3 miles long, and that other end of the town was all Catholic. And when I was younger, I was always told I was never allowed to mix with a Catholic person. I wasn't allowed to speak to them. I wasn't allowed to. It was really, really strange. But again, I didn't question it because I was really young, so I didn't think anything.
This is awkward.
But when I was in primary three, so I would have been 8, 9-ish, we started doing mixed school trips. So the Protestant primary school that I went to would mix with the Catholic primary school of the same age group. And we'd go away on day trips, or we'd go to each other's schools and learn new things about their denomination of the religion and etc. And whenever I was doing this, I loved doing the trips. I seen no difference in these people. I didn't know why I was told that I was never allowed to speak with them or play with them or anything else. It was really confusing. Mm-hmm. So I did go home and I asked my parents, and my mom, she was just like, I don't care who you play, as long as they're nice people and you're nice to them, you know, you do you. But my dad we were sitting at the table and I was doing my homework, and he turned to me and he was just like, if you ever marry a Catholic man, I will disown you. So he was very, at Silas, as far as I know, it's very, very against it. And I could never understand why. And as I was growing older, I could never see it. So I chose very young to not care. Mm-hmm. And I think it has gotten better now since I was that age, since I was 7-ish till now. I definitely have seen more improvements, but there is still groups of people who try to keep that divide very much divided. Mm-hmm. But there definitely is more unity now. It's not as bad.
Yeah,
it's not all bad.
Right. I think that as time goes on, religions, I've noticed this shift in how religions are realizing we have way more in common with each other than we don't, because the world is increasingly more secular. Religion is not as popular of an idea. So we definitely need to stick together as religion.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's we're still the same religion. It was just a denomination. Mm-hmm. You're just a different sector of it.
Right, right.
We all believe the same thing. We're all going to go to the same place.
Yeah.
the basic teachings are all still the same.
Exactly. So how did your journey continue then?
Well, when I moved here, I went to an integrated school, and that's of all faiths. Get Muslim, Catholic, Protestant, which is the main two, of course, but there's people from different parts of India, Asia, all parts of Asia. I don't even know. Everybody was just from everywhere, really.
That's kind of cool.
And it was really interesting. So we did Judaism, we did Sikhism, we did Catholicism. Just that was the stuff that I mainly done. I don't remember very much else, but at that time my stepdad is Catholic. So I would go to Mass a couple of times with him. I went to a midnight Mass, and honestly, this is scary. It was so scary. It was very dark, and then they came in with the big incense burners, and they were swinging them, and it was very intimidating.
Yeah.
They're and like
huge.
The nuns were walking down all singing. I was like, oh no.
This
I just
is
wanted
different.
To go home.
Yeah.
But after the Mass, we were outside and we were about to go home and stuff, and my stepdad was talking, saying goodbye to the priest and thanking him for the service and whatever else. And a nun turned to me and was like, you're very vain. And I didn't understand. I was like, what do you mean? She's like, you're very young and you're wearing makeup. You're a very vain girl and you'll go to hell for that. And I was like,
my goodness.
Oh, dear.
My goodness. You'd think that we're living in like the past way.
Yeah.
I mean, but yeah, sometimes people get set in their ways that way. So,
yeah. So I kind of start to fall away from religion. Just, I seen a lot of judgment that I didn't like. And I know that, like, looking back right now, I know that isn't in religion itself, but it was just some people. But unfortunately, I was seeing more people being very judgmental of same-sex marriages and small things like wearing makeup or having a skirt that's above your knee, mm-hmm. or wearing a pair of jeans that were too tight, or just small things that they just had to make a comment on when that was just unnecessary, in my opinion. So I just stopped really following anything. I fell away for almost for quite a while, actually. And then I met my friend who introduced me to the church a few years ago. And she also experimented a lot with a lot of different religions of all types. But when she was younger, she's actually a returning member. So when she was younger, she was part of the church, but she had to leave because of conflict with family, which happens a lot over here because people believe it's a cult. Mm. There's a lot of stories of people thinking that there are secret tunnels, that men will kidnap blonde-haired, blue-eyed girls and take them to Salt Lake City.
Wow. That's a new one. I haven't heard that one yet.
Never heard that one before.
Yeah, that's one I was told a lot about. I was like, I would love to see these secret tunnels, but okay.
Secret tunnel. Anyway, that's it's on Avatar The Last Airbender.
Secret tunnel, through the mountain.
Anyway, so your friend is talking to the missionaries, and so she just kind of invited you to talk to them as well. Is that how it went down?
Yeah, so pretty much she was like, can you come along to a Zoom call with me? Because she would get very scattered in a conversation and she'll start a conversation, but she'll jump to like 10 other ones. And people, if you don't know her well enough, they'll get confused. So she had already knew one of the missionaries for long enough, but it was just during a transfer. A transfer just happened, so a new girl came in. And she had asked me to come and sit in with a call, and she wanted my opinion as well, because I do try to be as open-minded as possible. I'm very open-minded about everything. Like, I'll give everybody a chance to explain whatever they want to do or whatever. And she was worried that, like, her old friends and some of her family, that I would stop talking with her because she was joining the church. And she was worried that she would not have my family anymore or have me, so I said I would come along, and it was with one of the sister missionaries who I instantly connected with, and we're still friends. She's from now. She's called Samantha Thompson. I absolutely adore her. I love her, I really do. And I connected with her straight away, and, you know, the girls were very open. They let me ask 101 questions about, like, the tea and coffee thing. I think that was the first question I asked, like, why can't you drink tea and coffee? Is it about caffeine? Can you not just drink decafs?
Yeah, I know. And the missionaries are like, well, the prophet asked us to, and that's what we know.
They were just like, yep, well, I don't know. Although they did say one thing, they said that God had created all these other drinks, so if we're only asked to not drink these two drinks, what would be the issue? And that stuck in my mind from then. I was like, yeah, you know what? Point. That makes sense.
Well, that explains a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know, like, when they started doing the first teaching, the word of wisdom, I was already doing that by choice, pretty much. The only thing that I didn't stick to was tea and coffee. Well, I don't drink coffee, but tea. Mm-hmm. But I don't drink it anymore anyway, so it wasn't that big of a deal. And then they invited me to start reading the Book of Mormon, which I've done, and I just finished it at the start of the new year.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. And there was a certain scripture, I don't know whereabouts it is, I think it's pretty early on, so it might be in either 1 or 2 Nephi, but it's about you'll know the church is true by the people in it. So it's like something about the fruit of the church or whatever. And that stuck it with me because the people that I was meeting in the church with missionaries and even just the few people who had taken time out of their day to introduce themselves and stuff, it really stuck with me. So I just felt like, yeah, there must be some truth there.
Yeah.
So
you were seeing the people, I guess, kind of standing out in a different way from what you had understood religion to be.
Exactly.
That's very cool. And so how has it been your journey? You've said you've spoken to the missionaries for a while now, and how have you been growing in your faith or just relying on the Lord for these last few months, several months?
So I have an anxiety condition called agoraphobia, and it stops me from leaving the house. I haven't been able to leave the house properly for any reason in about 4 years.
That's a long
time. Yeah.
Do you go out in your yard? Can you go outside?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
I can do that now.
Get some sun.
It was hard at the beginning. Yeah. Although it doesn't happen very often, but
true.
It's been getting better now. So it has, like, if we get out more often.
That's good.
But for 4 years, it's just been, like, a build-up, a continuous build-up of fear.
Mm-hmm.
And it's became more of an issue. But the missionaries have actually been helping me as well to get out. And I've made it further each time. And each time I'm making it further towards, like, we're making it towards the church.
Oh, like, physically walking.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Baby steps.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what they say is I'm taking literal steps towards the Lord. Like, knowing people say it figuratively.
Yeah.
It's quite literal for me.
Yeah.
So I'm literally trying to make it to the church to get baptized.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
What? But, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to talk about when it first started and stuff.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So my anxiety and stuff started when I was 15. It just literally came out of nowhere. I was in the town with my friends and I just started feeling sick and I literally ran home. I'm not somebody who runs, but I ran home from the town to my mom and I just ran into her room and I was like, something's wrong with me. I can't breathe. I don't feel well. And instantly she knew something was wrong. She knew it was a panic attack. And I had never really spoken on mental health. Like, my mom also suffers with mental health issues, but we didn't really, like, I knew it, but we didn't speak about it or how it affected things or what it actually was. But then when it came up in for me, and after the doctors have told me about it, it was easier to talk more open about it. But yeah, so I wasn't able to leave the house on and off from when I was 15 till 18. I could do it if I was planning stuff or if I knew how long I was going to be. You know, I just had to have a plan in place. And then from 18 to 20, when I was 18, my mom left the family home and I took care of my younger siblings who are 4 and 8 years younger than me. So I was 18, my brother was 14. And then a year and a half later, my sister came to live with me too. And she was 12, 13-ish at the time.
That's a responsibility.
Yeah. It was okay though. It actually was okay. It wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
I have a lot of good memories of it and it's taught me a lot and it's got me to where I am now. I don't think I would be here at this specific place if I didn't go through that, which is something I've had to learn also with missionaries.
Right.
You know, I think everybody asks, why does God let bad things happen? But learning through reading the book and just but teachings in general, I've learned more about that. And it was a really good lesson. But so I could leave the house from 18 to 20. And then from about 20 to 21-ish, it started to get a bit harder. And then I just couldn't at all for the past few years from 21 to now. But we're making more steps towards it. We're getting further each time. It's getting easier each time. So we've got a baptism date set and that's what I'm working towards.
keep on keeping on. That's awesome.
Yeah.
What advice, or I guess thoughts, would you have for those who might be going through something similar, where maybe this is kind of taking a while, or just the journey seems long?
Yeah. First of all, if you can, reach out to your missionaries. If you have missionaries in your area, reach out to them. Support them. I haven't had a bad one yet. I've had a lot now. If you can't have access to missionaries, go to the church website and see if there is alternatives. There is a lot of people who do online church services and have a lot of online materials that can help. Attend an institute class, maybe. If somebody's trying to stop you from being baptized, depend on your age, of course. I think you have to do what's right for you, and everything else will fall into place after. You're not going to be left alone. You're not going to have to worry about that sort of stuff. If your family don't want you to get baptized, like, you have to say why, you know. It's what's right for you. This is your life. This is your afterlife, you know. And if you truly believe it, and if you know this is right for you, there's something that you need to do then.
I love that. It's such a personal decision. And sometimes when it seems like maybe all the elements are combining against us, we're never alone, like you said. And I love that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Nicole, so much for sharing your story today. And honestly, I'm inspired by your faith and by your just drive to keep going. So I want to wish you baby steps and luck in your journey that you're continuing to have. And thank you again for joining us today.
Thank you.
And everyone out there, if you have questions for Nicole, go ahead and put them in the comments. Or if you're going through anything similar, we love to come together and talk about things we're going through. So anyway, we hope you all have a fabulous day. Go ahead, like, subscribe, and leave a comment if you can, and we will catch you next time. Stay grand, everyone. As the Irish would say. I probably didn't say that right. Be grand. Anyways, we will. Okay, goodbye, everybody. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. If you want to watch our videos, check us out on YouTube or shoot us a message on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.